Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. May the Lord be with you all today. This is a new day. And I trust that you're giving much thanks for the Lord seeing us worthy to give us a new day. And today I would like to read the first chapter of John. Of the Gospel of John. And we'll read some verses here in the beginning from the first one. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." And those of you that are familiar with your Bibles, the first, the Word there is in the capital W every time it's mentioned. And so it would appear it's speaking of something, right? It says the Word, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. That seems a little bit, you'd say, well, it sounds a little strange that it would say the Word, and then the Word was with God, and then the Word was God. So let's continue. It says, "The same was in the beginning with God." So the Word was with God in the beginning. "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made." So now in verse 3, we see that it's that word has changed into a Him, H-I-M. "All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him," verse 4, "was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So, this Him, and it's talking about a person, man. It says that first it says all things were made by Him, by that man, and without Him there was nothing that was not made. And then in Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And then it says, "And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not." So as I guess if you walk in a room and you turn the light on, all of a sudden it's all light, darkness goes away, it doesn't understand. And I think that's how I understand this, that this Him, this man, brought light, and that shines in the darkness. Then in verse 6, it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." So now the Word has changed into a light. Light there is capital L. That light that shines in the darkness. And John is, and Apostle John says that a man named John was sent to witness, to be a witness of the light that was coming, that all men through him might believe. That's verse 7. And in 8, it says that John was not that light, but he was sent to bear witness of that light. Verse 9, it says, "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not." So by now I think that we know that it's speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's kind of amazing to me when I read this portion of scripture how how it begins by the Word, and how the Word was with God and the Word was God. And then it changes into a light that shines in darkness, and that John came to bear witness of that light. And And it says that that light, that true light, which is Jesus, it lights every man that comes into the world. So every person that is born into the world has a chance to see the light, to have that light, to be, so that he can see by the light. And then it says that he was in the world, but the world and the world was made by him. So Jesus was in the world, and he made the world, and yet the world knew him not. I think that when we were in our sins, we did not know Jesus. But even though he made us, he made the world, we did not know him. It says he came unto his own, and his own received him not. We know that the Jews rejected Jesus. But then verse 12, it says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Same with us. When we received him, he gave us power, the power to become brothers with him. We became the sons of God, even to everyone that believes on his name. It says in verse 13, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. So when you are born again, you're not born of blood, or of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man. So in the physical sense, when a man and woman get together and then they have children, that's of the will of man when a child is born. But this new birth is not of the will of man, but of God. And so it's really beautiful how it's put here that the new birth that Jesus gives to those that believe on his name is of God. And then it says in verse 14, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So if I read that without the parentheses there, it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. So that word came flesh, word that was light, that was the light of the world, came and dwelt among us, and he was full of grace and truth. And then in verse 15, it says, John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. No man hath seen God at any time, the only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, he hath declared him. So that was the witness that John came to give. And in the end there, in verse 17, we see that he was speaking of Jesus Christ. That's the first time he mentions Jesus Christ. Although in verse 14 it says, in parentheses, of the only begotten of the Father. But, the only begotten Son, which now is in the bosom of the Father again. And, so we see the plan that God had of sending his own Son that was with him from the beginning. and all things were created by him, and that the only light that will, that is the true light, as it says in verse 9, is of God the Father, which is gotten through his Son, Jesus Christ. And so to all that believe on his name, he gives salvation and the true light and grace, it says. So if you, anyone listening has not received the Lord Jesus and has called upon his name, then I urge you to do so today. And you will receive the power to become the son, a son of God. And it says, and that's not of the will of man or of any flesh, but of God himself. So till next time, may the Lord bless you. Goodbye.